I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
Let's play B-Mix.
It's time to play the game. Yeah. So everybody scream his name. B-Mix. Don't be a loser.
Whack him instead, because it's Wednesday.
Whack it.
Let me see everybody do their Mr. Wacky then.
All right.
Woo! Mr. Wacky on a Whack It Wednesday. See if we can make it happen and get a win for the contestant and get a song for BJ.
Okay.
Yeah.
All of this sounds great to me.
Let's get to our contestant today. We've got John in Seattle. John, are you there? John.
Hello, John. He's engaged.
John, are you there?
Morning.
All right.
Oh, there he is. Yeah. Okay. Oh, boy.
All right, then. Steve, get out of here.
Goodbye.
Whack it.
For those playing at home, John will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. John, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Ready.
How many years did Kamala Harris serve in the U.S. Senate before becoming vice president?
8.
No.
10.
No.
4.
Yes, the tan M&M color was retired in 95, and which color replaced it?
Yellow.
No.
Pass.
Who played Woody Boyd in the sitcom Cheers?
Woody Harrelson.
Yes. What is a scientist who studies physics called?
Physiologist?
No.
Pass.
Whose debut rap album was titled Doggy Style?
Snoop Dogg.
Yes. What is the most abundant element in the universe?
Hydrogen.
Yes. What role did John Krasinski play on The Office?
Jim.
Yes. How many Super Bowls have the Green Bay Packers won?
3, 4, 5.
4, yes. What year in the mid-90s did Mickey Mantle pass away?
96, 97, 98.
No, no, no. Which 70s band name consists of the first letter of each person's name in the band?
ABBA?
Yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 correct.
Wow, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, found that out. I've been doing some 70s research, and that was an interesting factoid I found.
Oh, all right then.
Yeah, see, even I learned something during Beat Migs. Well, before it, because, I mean, I wrote the question, and I already knew it by this point.
Yeah, so you really don't learn anything in Beat Migs.
Yeah, nah, I don't learn anything right now, but, I mean, I learned something before.
Yeah, I think we've established that.
Yeah, exactly.
I love walking in on these conversations.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I think he's trying to suss it out. I'm not sure he's fully sussed it out yet, but he's trying.
This whole thing's half-baked. Steve, are you ready?
Oh, yes!
How many years did Kamala Harris serve in the U.S. Senate before becoming vice president?
6.
No.
9.
No.
20.
No.
Wow.
The tan
2?
No.
0?
No. The tan M&M color was retired in 95, and which color replaced it?
Purple.
No.
Red.
No.
Brown.
No. Who played Woody Boyd in the sitcom Cheers?
That would be Woody Harrelson.
Yes. What is a scientist who studies physics called?
A physician.
No.
A physicist.
Yes. Whose debut rap album was titled Doggy Style?
That'd be Snoop Dogg. Happy birthday, Snoop.
Yeah, happy birthday, Snoop. What is the most abundant element in the universe?
Gas.
Well, I mean, no. No, I said an element.
Oh. Oxygen.
No.
Methane.
No. What
gold,
role?
No. Jerry, gold.
What role did John Krasinski play on The Office?
He played John.
No.
Chuck.
No.
Rev.
No. How many Super Bowls have the Green Bay Packers won?
Two.
No.
One.
No.
Three.
No. What year of the mid-90s did Mickey Mantle pass away?
94.
No. Oh. And Steve, you lose 3-7.
What a match.
Wow. Today.
I need a cigarette, and I've never smoked.
Nice win, John.
That was terrible.
Thank you. Appreciate it, guys.
Good job. Yeah, that was something else. I mean, I almost feel bad playing this.
Almost. And I love someone who's dear to me. I'm a loser,
and I'm not what I appear to be. A couple of the ones that you didn't get, surprisingly, John did. He knew that Kamala Harris served 4 years in the U.S. Senate before becoming vice president. Good for her. The most abundant element in the universe is hydrogen, which is a gas, but I need the specific gas. Okay. You can't just say
fair.
Gas.
Fair.
Yeah. And John Krasinski played Jim in The Office.
He doesn't know The Office.
Yeah, he doesn't know The Office.
I remember that name. I couldn't think of the name.
Yeah. How many Super Bowls have the Green Bay Packers won? That would be four.
Come on, Steve.
Yeah.
Dude, what do you want from me? Do I look like a cheese head?
No.
You look like a something head.
Yeah, you're not a cheese head. And then a couple of ones that you did not get that John did not either. The tan M&M color was retired in 95, and which color replaced it?
Green?
No.
No, I'm going to say yellow.
No, that
orange.
Was what he said. No.
Blue.
Vicky off mic says blue, and that is the correct one.
Good job. I didn't realize blue wasn't always an M&M color. That's interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then what year of the mid-90s did Mickey Mantle pass away?
Well, I mean, we'd be guessing, what, 95 now?
Yep. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, that was basically the only one that wasn't said there.
Yeah.
And then there was one question that we didn't that you didn't get to, Steve. John got it correct, but it was still the interesting factoid that we were talking about. Which 70s band name consists of the first letter of each person's name in the band?
Crap.
You're not going to get this.
Not yellow.
No.
Oh, man.
Well, no, there was a guy named Electric and a guy named Light.
I know. I know once you say it, I'm going to be like, damn it.
It's ABBA.
I wouldn't have known
that. Oh, okay. Yeah. No. Well, they're Swedish, so they have Swedish names, but it's ABBA and yeah.
I'm still very surprised that the contestant got that. I am like so surprised because I wouldn't even I just don't think of ABBA as a 70s band. I mean, I know they weren't the 70s, but that's amazing that he got that.
Why didn't they're not in the 70s? They got big in the 70s on Eurovision.
No, I said I don't think of them as like a, in my brain when you think of 70s bands, ABBA just doesn't come to mind. I think of other bands is what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
So that's why I was surprised the contestant got it.
You're cheated.
I mean, you researched the question and were interested, so obviously that's why you know.
Is it ABBA's birthday today or something?
No, I think maybe somebody just gave you that question, but it was sure. I'd also had seen and remembered that off of the there's a Netflix special about all the pop music, and there was one about Swedish music, and it talked about ABBA a whole bunch about that and how they
won the
Eurovision with all sorts of cool stuff. And
it's on your radar. That's why you saw the Netflix special.
Yeah, exactly. Why doesn't anyone else know that? I mean, come on.
Yeah, well, probably because they didn't see the Netflix.
Clearly, we're losers.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You need to brush up on your ABBA, Steve.
Do I really need to do that?
And maybe you would win. Sorry for your loss.
Not sure I'm going to brush up on my ABBA. I think I'm gonna let that pass. Someone asked people to name a secret ingredient that can make your favorite food taste even better.
Lobster.
And I'm going to see if lobster's on the list. Wow. No lobster on your. This is going to be stuff, though.
I appreciate you looking.
Yeah. I have to say, this is interesting. And, you know, some of it I agree with. Some of it I go, wow, I would never have thought about it. How about this? Popcorn. You're a big fan of popcorn, Steve.
I had it last night.
Some people are saying you want it to taste better. Instead of salting it, how about you use ramen noodle seasoning and just dump that on your, you know, with melted butter on your popcorn? They say a game changer.
I have done stuff like that before. Also, like nutritional yeast, a lot of people like swear by that.
Oh, my wife loves that stuff.
A little bit of a nutritional yeast and some soy sauce. That's a really good little concoction
for
as
your
well.
Popcorn.
Yeah,
oh,
surprisingly,
wow.
Not a lot of soy sauce because otherwise it gets way too soggy. Like a little drip.
That, little drip, drip, baby, buddy.
Right, right. But, yeah. Man, I'm just old school. I just like, give me a little salt, some butter, and I'm fine. Although the ramen packets, I used to use those when I was broken in college, not just for the noodles, but like if I all I could afford was like a bowl of rice, like one of those instant rice things, I would grab like the ramen packet and pour a little bit of it because I didn't want to waste it all because I still needed it for the noodles. And just to give it a little like chicken seasoning on my rice.
Oh, that's why that Hamburger Helper and all that was so good, because that's just basically what that was.
Yeah.
You know, just flavor up whatever it is and make it fancier. How about this? This one I don't know if I've ever tried. I might want to try it. It seems sacrilege. Mustard in your mac and cheese.
Oh, I could see that.
They're saying a little bit of Dijon zest it up.
That makes sense, because I love, they have like a mustard base. It's like the gold sauce, barbecue sauce, and I love that on mac and cheese. Like Trader Joe's has a really good one.
Yeah, and if you make mac and cheese from scratch a lot, you have to use ground mustard as like one of the spices.
Really?
Oh really?
Yeah.
Oh, if I know. I
would not have known that. I would just think you'd get your macaroni and throw some cheese on there, and that was it.
With that one, though, I think my original answer does apply for it. Lobster. You put some lobster in your mac and cheese, it's instantly amazing.
Pulled pork?
Pulled pork.
I don't think we're talking about what to add to it, like, you know, like with protein. This is just,
You put lobster in your popcorn? Yeah. I mean, lobster popcorn?
Lobster popcorn.
Yeah, yeah. Not opposed to trying it.
I wouldn't
Pulled pork popcorn? Yeah. I'm done with that, too.
Not opposed to that, either.
Yeah.
Little jalapenos in your mac and cheese?
Not a ton.
Just enough.
You don't need a whole lot there.
Yeah. How about this? And I don't know what this flavoring is. Tahine? It sounds like an Urban Dictionary thing.
It's so good.
Dude, it's a game changer.
Is it? What is tahine?
A lot of people love putting it. We've talked about it before, but a lot of people love putting it on their watermelon or on other fruit, and it's kind of like a Mexican seasoning.
Oh, yeah. It's got a bunch of different spices in it, and there's different variations of it, so there's spicier ones. But in Mexico, when you go like to street vendors, they'll give you a giant cup, and they'll cut up mango, watermelon, melon, jicama, and they'll put lime juice on top and then some tahine or something like it, and it is the most delicious thing in the world.
Now that I hear Vicky say that, yeah, now I know tahine.
You can put it on popcorn.
Yes.
Shout out to Jackson's. You know I love them for their snickerdoodles, but also now they have a bag of peanuts that are tahine peanuts.
And oh, really?
It's just a tahine seasoning on the peanuts.
Okay.
Forget about it.
I've even had like the Peachio rings with tahine seasoning. They sell those.
I have had those too. And those are also very, very spicy, but very good.
Is it going to be too spicy for me?
The peach rings, yes. The peanuts, no.
And I feel like you can adjust the flavor or how much you add to it. So I think you'll like it. It gives it a good balance between the sweet and then there's salt in it. So it really brings out the flavor of watermelon. And, you can put it in when you get like your elotes. You get... Corn on the cob. What the hell is elotes?
You don't get elotes, corn.
But Mexican-style elotes, it's with the mayonnaise and the cheese, and then you put some tahine on top.
Yeah, it's the only way that we eat corn on the cob now.
Yeah.
Oh, really? The only way? Look at you fancy people.
The only way.
Mexican-style elotes. Wow.
So also amazing. Very good with lobster.
Yeah, totally.
Tahine?
Yeah.
Okay.
I still haven't done the tahine on watermelon. I need to do that because I know people swear
it's
by
super
it.
Super good. Yeah.
And you go to a grocery store if you want to, like, you know, I always get like those cups of watermelon that are chopped up or like the little bowls of watermelon, and they always sell a little thing of tahine,
a bottle of
tahine right by there just in case.
I do recommend adding just a smidge of lime juice too. Like, try it both ways.
Lime juice. A lot of work.
Oh my God. It's worth it, man.
It is so worth it.
I do recommend having Vicky prepare this for you. I mean, I can. That way you don't have to worry about the work, Steve.
Right.
How about this? Instant coffee. And again, we're talking about things to add to food that you know that will actually make them better, even though you would never think of adding these things. Instant coffee in your chocolate chip cookie batter. So take a little Folgers, throw it in with your Nabisco.
Really?
And there you go.
They've done like tests and stuff. If you add coffee to anything chocolate, like a chocolate cake, it really intensifies the chocolate flavor. It really just kind of bumps it up a step.
Well, we love mocha, so it makes sense.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, that's... I mean,
what about
I
with lobster?
Like,
is it good with lobster?
Oh, lobster, lobster mocha? Oh, man, is that amazing. You ought to try that, Steve. How about making grilled cheese with mayonnaise instead of butter? I know this one.
Yeah, I've seen that one.
And I would argue, try Miracle Whip, and that's a real winner, but you guys don't like Miracle Whip.
That's how my mom used to make it all the time.
Oh, man, so good. I've always just used butter on it.
It gives you a nice crunch to your bread. Yeah. Oh, it's so good.
Okay.
They're also saying do a little mayo.
You still use cheese on it, right? You know,
like you use
lobster. Not just bread and mayo.
Let's just get that grilled mayo sandwich there.
I don't know anymore.
If you're bro college students, I mean, why not?
Yeah, I mean, I've had tomato and cucumber sandwiches before.
Steve, the topic is in addition to what we're making. We're not cutting out the main course.
Oh, hold on a second. You said you replaced the butter with mayo, so clearly we're replacing things.
Well, we're not replacing the cheese. It's a grilled cheese sandwich.
I don't know anymore.
Like, I'm making mac and cheese. You want to make your mac and cheese taste better? What do? You get rid of the mac and the cheese. You just, hey, ho.
What do you want from me? I don't know. Maybe people are like, hey, you use enough mayo, it tastes like cheese. I don't know, BJ.
Apparently not. We're not going to remove the main course of the meal here.
Good.
How about, okay. Again, we're talking scrambled eggs, Steve. Spoiler alert, this will not not involve them removing the eggs from this particular.
Good.
Adding sour cream in your scrambled eggs. Yeah. They're saying.
So like after you make the scrambled eggs, you put it in, or you work it in while you're mixing it?
Before you cook them, they say you mix in that tablespoon of sour cream, and you use less milk than you normally do.
Wait,
it makes them fluffier and also make them taste better. Sour cream instead of putting milk in scrambled eggs. That's
I didn't know
you're
supposed to put milk in scrambled eggs.
Oh, you don't know that?
It makes them fluffier.
You never did that?
No, I take an egg, I crack it in the pan, and then I just stir it around. And then I have scrambled eggs.
Throw some milk in, and it gets way fluffier, and it's way tastier.
Sour cream.
Have you never wondered why your scrambled eggs aren't as good as tahini? No. Have you never wondered, like, when you go to a restaurant, you're like, wow, their scrambled eggs are amazing?
No, I've never wondered that. I'm just like, it's eggs, it smells like farts, I'm going to eat it, I don't care.
Oh, that's one way to look at it.
Boy, I really don't want eggs anymore, probably forever.
Oh, dude, my mom was like, she would like a mad scientist for making scrambled eggs, like just doing it a little bit of milk, no more scramble, a little more milk, like just until it becomes perfectly fluffy.
Mm. You know what makes eggs taste good too?
Bacon. Lobster.
You know, lobster, yeah. I thought we were going there.
Bacon. Bacon, lobster.
Bacon, lobster. There you go.
Well, like scrambled eggs and like chunks of bacon, or are you just saying bacon on the
just
side?
Any kind of bacon. Bacon and eggs. Bacon and eggs.
I didn't know if I was missing out on some new hack.
No.
Again, these are additions that we're adding to our foods that you wouldn't think about. I don't think anyone's ever thought, you know what, man, bacon is so weird, but let's try it with our eggs.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hey, you got something to say?
I got something to say.
Yeah. They're wild, rabid, and on the loose. This is Listeners on the Loose.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose. Yeah, you get to pick the topic. You get to guide the show at 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. And whatever it is you want to talk about, make sure that Steve's rules are being followed.
It's a simple rule, BJ, is to show some energy and bring it. Otherwise, we're going to have to gong you and then say goodbye.
Goodbye, old friend.
206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Someone said yesterday you guys were talking about neck fans, like those neck coolers that we were mentioning.
Oh, right. Yeah, because I got my art a cooler yesterday, as a matter of fact.
Oh,
it got mailed to me.
Did you work it out?
Yeah. You know, it's, yeah, it does what it blows air.
It blows
you
air.
Know, yeah, it blows air. It's kind of cool. You know, I mean, and,
it's not as good as you thought it was going to be.
I really, look, it's going to be something. It'll help. But, you know, I was really hoping for something more, and I should have realized, you know, it's not, you know.
A lot of people say that you should get a ceiling fan, and you do the reverse direction, and they'll help bring the cool air out.
Yeah, I thought about that. Yeah, I wondered if that would help out. I'm looking into it.
Okay. Well, let's get back to the neck fan, because this person said, I wanted to let you know I got one over the weekend, and it's great. It's the best invention ever. Best part of it is when you have it on, you're sweaty. When you have it on while you're sweaty, it cools the sweat down, so it feels like constant cold water running down your face.
Oh, wow.
Interesting.
All right.
That's... What if that's like the thing now? We're going to just see people in the summers with these like weird-looking like neck things on them that are coolers for their face.
Yeah, I hope it's okay. I remember there was something, I don't know, Legionnaire's disease or some kind of sickness you could get because you were letting your sweat get too cold and be on your body. I don't know if that's I forget what it was. I don't know if it's Legionnaire's disease or something, but you got to be careful about letting cold sweat stay on you, apparently. I don't know. It sounds like a great invention. They say your neck is where your body regulates temperature. So if you're ever really hot, you should put some sort of cold something on the back of your neck and you'll feel relief quickly.
Huh. It was the feet holding the heat, right? In the head as well. Is it the feet?
Well, that's
the head?
What you, that, that's,
I know the
yeah,
head,
you
want, yeah.
You want to keep your head and feet. Yeah. You want to keep your head and feet warm because that's where it escapes.
Yeah.
The heat
okay.
will escape. Yeah. But they say the neck is like your thermostat. And so if you're feeling really hot, you take a cold towel and put it around your neck and you'll feel relief quicker than if you try to do it anywhere else in your body.
Oh,
that's what I heard from an expert. And I, you know, whether or not they know what they're talking about.
Somebody want to know, what is our favorite holiday?
Favorite
Danny's.
Holiday?
Does anybody have to guess at Danny's?
Oh, it's easy. Labor Day.
Yeah, of course.
Oh,
yeah,
I thought it was Arbor Day.
That too.
They're really close together. I really like the trees. So, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it's Halloween for Danny.
Thank
course.
You. Yes, yeah. Halloween.
I think we've talked about this before. Let's see if we remember. Do we all remember each other's favorite holidays?
All right. BJ's is Flag Day.
Yeah.
Yeah, we know me because of Sheldon. You know what I mean? Fun with flags.
Man, I feel like everybody but Danny is probably Christmas.
I thought you were Thanksgiving.
I am.
See?
That's what I was trying to swerve you, and you were on to me, Mickey.
I know you too well.
I'm definitely Christmas, and you know, I forgot Steve is Thanksgiving, so thank you for that, Vicky, because I would have said Christmas.
Yep.
But I honestly don't know Rev. I can't remember if Rev is Christmas or not.
I think his is May the 4th.
Yeah, because it's also his birthday.
Birthday.
Yeah, you actually called it 100%. Yeah. Yeah. When that's my birthday falls on Star Wars Day, it works out.
It's not really a holiday, though. Is
get
it?
Out!
It's holiday.
My birthday is a holiday.
Yeah, okay, thank you. And I know. You know, I thought they were talking about the major holidays.
Holiday.
BJ, I think you might be right, yeah.
Yeah, all right. So, Rev, do you have a major holiday favorite outside of your birthday, May the 4th be with you?
Nope.
Really? Okay, well, all right, there's that. And Vicky, are you Christmas? Is it Christmas for you?
I mean, I really love Halloween, but there's a lot of pressure. But I love Christmas music, the snow, the wrapping of the presents. I love every single part of it, even the parts that people hate. I love it. So I think Christmas has to be number one.
Even the arguing amongst family, because that's how I connect. That's probably why I don't like Christmas. I don't hate Christmas, but Christmas was always a chore growing up because it was just like, okay, it's awesome that we get presents. But then after we get presents, we get to go around family and they all argue with each other. So it's kind of like, is it worth it for the presents?
Well, like at some point our family
got... Yes, of course.
at some point our family got way too big. There's 17 of us cousins, 18 now with my little brother who just got adopted. So there's just no room to have all the cousins plus the parents and maybe boyfriends and girlfriends. So we just stopped having Christmas parties a long time ago. So I never really had that. It was just fun. We'd cook at home. Because we always have Christmas dinner, Noche Buena, the 24th.
Noche Buena.
Good night. And yeah, it was just us. It was perfect.
as I've gotten older, I think Christmas Eve now has become a better. I get more excited about because that's the one where we like now I'm around my wife's family and they don't argue like my family does, so it's like a lot more fun to be around family, and that's the day where everyone just like it's all the bells and whistles, all the food. I just like any holiday that involves eating like a mass amount of food, BJ, clearly.
That makes sense. Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. If you like Thanksgiving, you're going to love Christmas Eve. That makes sense.
But I am pretty pumped for this Christmas because I get to – Tatum's going to be a little bit more aware of what's going on. And, you know, last year it was more just like
– Oh, yeah.
You'd rip the box for her and then she'd kind of pull it and then she got bored of it.
Lost interest.
There wasn't much going on for her where she was like that excited about Christmas. I think this year it's going to be a bigger deal.
Hopefully she won't be terrible. I mean, hopefully they don't
she's already warming us up for that, BJ. Don't worry.
Nice.
You're prepared.
Ahead of her time? She ahead of the curve?
That depends on the day, but yes.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Today she woke up just randomly at 3 in the morning. That never happens. She usually sleeps through the night. She's crying and screaming, maybe even a little bit earlier than that. My wife goes in, tries to put her back down. She's still crying and screaming. So my wife's like sitting there on the chair in the baby's room. And she slides off of her and just walks out of the room and goes to our like kind of office where we have books, like all the children's books and the books I never read. And she grabs one of her books and in the dark just sits there and pretends to be reading the book. And we're like, I guess she just woke up with a hankering to read.
Wow. Oh, that's interesting, man. You know, like the thing, you want to know what's going on in her head. Like, what are you doing?
Right? Because like I wake up and I'm like, where's my wife? And then I go and I'm like, why do I hear our child talking? Like she's like making sounds, not really talking, but and then there she is just sitting on my wife's lap, just reading in the dark.
Oh, man.
Because why not?
Those wonderful moments where you go, great, you're being totally random. Thank you, child.
So I want to know, are any of you guys fans of horror films? And if so, what's your favorite horror film?
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, I think Rev and I were probably the closest in terms of, but I mean, I'm not like old school horror fans. I like all the newer ones. So like I enjoy all the remakes. And honestly, the one that I have to watch every year is Halloween, the Rob Zombie film.
I still haven't seen that one. I hear it's great. I haven't even seen what the House of a Thousand Corpses. I'm not a horror film guy.
Yeah, and that makes sense. And there's a lot of a difference between like horror, which is kind of like, you know, old school killer gore
like Jason,
type stuff.
Yeah, Mike Myers, Freddy Krueger.
But then like my favorite ghost one is Paranormal Activity.
That's a good one.
But I don't know if you consider that horror.
Oh, yeah, it's 100% absolute horror.
Does it make people scream?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. It's a genre of horror.
I don't know if
because
it does. I haven't seen it.
It's a genre of horror, just like you could call zombie movies, horror movies in a way, but that's a genre. So, yeah, I Paranormal Activity, I think, qualifies as horror, but it's definitely its own genre. Yeah.
All right, Rev, what's your favorite then?
Man, that's a really big question on that, but I would have to go with the Nightmare on Elm Street. The first ones are so iconic, and I mean, even like literally Nightmare on Elm Street 3, The Dream Warriors is probably the best iteration of them all, but they're all so much fun. Like, it's weird to call a horror movie fun.
No, but I agree with you, man. Like, now that you say that, like, I think of the fun horror films, like even Friday the 13th, and those, like, there was something like, it was campy, and they had scary moments, but then nowadays, they're like legit trying to scare the crap out of you, and I'm not down with that.
Yeah, I don't know if those movies hold up. You know, you got Rev, you know more about those movies than I do. I'm afraid that, you know, a lot of those older movies don't hold up, which is why I'm not a horror fan, but I really appreciated this. And, you know, I'll give love to Army of Darkness. I could not do Evil Dead 1 and 2. It just wasn't, I don't know, it was so poorly made. But Army of Darkness
was
what
the beauty of it, though.
I know. I mean, and people like that, but I really like that Sam Raimi got some money and did Army of Darkness. I give that number two on my list, but number one is another Sam Raimi film. And I love it because, like Steve said, it's funny and it's also scary and Drag Me to Hell. And a lot of people don't know this movie.
Great movie.
Yeah, it's solid.
Yeah, it's my favorite horror movie. And if you haven't seen it, I mean, man. It is very, very entertaining.
For a recent one, I think A Quiet Place is a good one that people should check out. I haven't seen the sequel yet, but I really did like the first one.
Yeah, I haven't seen it. All I've seen is like a lot of previews and like clips and things of that nature. Someday I'm going to sit down and watch it. It's one of those movies like I really don't like. I got to be in the right, and I just haven't been in the right place. But nothing but good stuff I've heard about that movie.
No, again, I'm not a big horror movie guy, but I'd have to say my number one favorite, besides Friday the 13th and the campy ones, but is Saw. Saw is
good.
That changed the game. Really.
Saw is good.
It was. Yeah. I mean, just the whole movie was great. Edge of your seat intensity, but the ending, it was just. I remember watching that. We interviewed Callie. The only reason why I watched it was, again, I was like, I don't want to watch a horror film, but we were interviewing Carrie Elwes.
Oh, yeah, Elwes. Yeah.
Yeah, he came in studio back when I worked at the old job, and I was like, I guess I should go see this movie. And when he came in, I swear, I was about ready to give him a lap dance. I'm like, do you not realize how great your movie is? He's like, this is too much for me.
Would you like to play a game?
Oh, yeah. We've all been there where we've made the guests feel really ridiculously uncomfortable with our praise.
Oh, yeah, been there. He got a big kick out of it, though, because like, I'm like, I don't even like horror movies, and your movie was mind-blowing.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW. BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic, you guide the show. Let's go to Dan in Seattle. Dan, you are on The Rock.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Yo. Not too bad, Dan. What you got for us, buddy?
I got a bad neighbor story about myself, and then I need to ask you guys a food question after that if I can.
We always have time for a food question.
Right. All right. So what you're saying is you were the bad neighbor.
Yeah, me and my roommates are the bad neighbors. You know, I always tell people that if you can't afford to go to a good university or you're not smart enough, the next best thing is to rent a house with a bunch of people right next to university. And that's what we did in our late teens through our early 20s. And now that I'm 40, I see how terrible we were, and I'm a homeowner, and if I had neighbors like myself, I can't imagine how bad it would be.
Yeah. Boy. Yeah. You know what? Nothing like a little age and wisdom to really show you who you were. What did you do? What made you a bad neighbor?
Well, we lived there for about 3 years, which is surprising that we made it that long, but I had a buddy that had a sound company. And so when we would have parties over there, he would bring over the big speaker cabinet.
Oh, boy.
Yep. And I remember the first time I had to leave the house during a party and come back, and I was about a block away coming up the street, and you could clearly hear the music, like, a block down. But I still remember one time, we had an alley. We lived in Denver, and we had an alley behind our house, and we all shared dumpsters. And I remember I was taking a bunch of beer boxes out there one day, and a buddy of mine was on the other side of the fence in my backyard, and the lady came up to me. She had to have been about 80 years old, and she walked right up to me, and she looked at the boxes, and she just says, she looks at me, and she says, "Would you have another beer party?"
Beer party.
I remember coming home one time, and a couple of my roommates, a package, this was around Christmas time, a package had gotten delivered to our house by mistake. And my roommates, being the awesome people that they were, decided to go ahead and crack it open. And I still have images of my 22-year-old roommate, who was about 6'2", walking around with Buzz Lightyear pajamas on that were probably made for like a 7-year-old.
Oh, there we go. Oh, and some poor 7-year-old going, oh,
yeah.
I had a roommate for Christmas.
I had a neighbor that gave me a car. He had one of those old station wagons where the seats face backwards in the back and all that stuff. The thing had been sitting in front of his house for like 2 years, and finally they moved out, and he says, "Hey, you want that car?" I said, "Sure." And he says, I'll give it to you for free. He says, "I don't know how well it runs or anything like that." I said, "Oh, no, cool, man." And so he left. I put the keys in it, and me and my buddy went up to put some air in the tires, and when we were coming back, the brakes stopped working. Yeah, wow. And so we decided that we were just going to circle around until it went slow enough to where we could hit the driveway and then just pull the e-brake. And so somehow, some way, when we hit that driveway, we picked up speed. And I went to pull the e-brake, and it was one of those ones where, like, the handle was in the dash. And I pulled the handle, and the handle just broke off in my hand.
Oh, my God. Okay.
And we drove straight through the garage into the backyard. And when I came out, one of the neighbors was just sitting on his step with his arms folded, just looking at me. And he just turned and went back inside.
I'd love to hear the conversation he had inside of his house. You won't believe our moron neighbor.
I know when we moved, I think that whole neighborhood probably had a celebration. But, it was right near the college, so they should be used to it, you know?
So what's the food question?
Okay, so I grew up in Denver. I've been out here for about 5 years now. I cannot find a Mexican restaurant out here that serves green chili or even knows what it is. to save my life. Does anybody or a listener or anybody know a place where I can get good green chili here?
Cactus.
Taco Bell.
Cactus, really?
Say.
Yeah, yeah. Cactus restaurants. They have one in downtown Seattle, and they also have one on the in West Seattle. They have New Mexico.
I've been to that place. That place is good.
Yeah, yeah, super good. And they have Chimayo enchiladas, which are New Mexico red chili, but then they also work in some of their green chili as well. And then there's also some good places in Portland too, which obviously 3-hour drive.
Well, that's a drive.
But they have some they have restaurants down there, and I don't remember the names of them right now, but I know that they have huge New Mexico flags and stuff. And I'm just gonna say this: New Mexico green chili is better than Colorado green chili. Sorry, bye.
Wow,
it's a huge feud. So he probably got it.
I'll check out Cactus. Thank you.
Is it a bigger feud than the JP Patches versus the other guy from JP Patches?
Morris Buddies.
You know, probably.
Winky the Clown, man.
Oh, wow. All right, now we got Winky involved.
Oh, Winky. I thought you said Squinky. I'm like, who the hell is Squinky?
Oh, dear.
No, our TV clown out there was Blinky.
Blinky.
Oh, Blinky. Ah, yeah. We had Willie Whistle in Boston.
Well, everybody's got one, huh?
Yeah, they do.
Clowns. Everybody's got one.
Just like an opinion. Everybody's got one. There you go. Appreciate the call, Dan. There you go. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Oh, here's a good one. Someone just texted in and said, my wife and I were dealing with a massive issue with her older sister. Her older sister is getting married and has gone full-on bridezilla. She knows that we're trying to have a baby, and she asked if we could wait until after her wedding in December to start trying. The reason being is that she doesn't want anyone, quote, stealing her thunder at the wedding.
Wow.
I think her sister's nuts.
Yeah.
My wife, I think he says the sister, she agrees, but it's a long text. That's the gist of it, though.
Yeah, I mean, that used to be, I don't know, that's not a common issue, is somebody not wanting to have the attention taken away from them by another sibling at their wedding, and usually it's, a female sibling. But I feel like that's an old problem. Like, we're cooler now, aren't we, as people?
I like that you say that, but here it is. This poor woman is dealing with this with her sister, saying, hey, no, I don't want you stealing my thunder.
Yeah, it's too bad. I just feel like that, really, you're still worried about that kind of crap? So what if your sister's pregnant during your wedding? Big deal.
It seems
a little
weird.
It's still your wedding.
The only time I think it would be a problem is if she were to announce that she was pregnant at her wedding. That would be a jerk move. But really, she's that insecure. I don't know. Can you divorce your sister? Is that possible? Can you divorce a sibling?
But how about you, let's just say, look, I mean, as someone who went through having a difficult time having a kid, you're not going to tell us when to put things on pause. If I don't know what their story is. Maybe their story is that they're ready to rock, and as soon as they try, baby's going to come. But, for all we know, maybe they've been trying for a while. So all of a sudden you're going to tell them to, hold off because you don't want your sister having a bump, a baby bump in the I would imagine she's going to be one of the bridesmaids.
Yeah, and I'm sorry, but if you really are that much of an attention person, that you need that much attention, that the wedding is really all about attention. I mean, isn't the wedding supposed to be about the fact that you're going to be marrying this person and you're celebrating the fact that we're going to spend our lives together? Not that, I get all the attention. That's why.
No, it's to be a princess.
Oh, I thought the wedding was all about the open bar.
That
I did
too.
It wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And magicians and ice sculptures.
Well,
fantastic.
Yeah, I got news for you. If my daughter or my son said, yeah, blah, blah, blah to the other about that, I would have a strong talk with that person going, guess who's not having a wedding if you keep that attitude up?
I say just keep trying. Don't say anything. And then if she gets pregnant and you guys show up, I don't know if they see each other a lot, if they're out of town or something along those lines, just be like, hey, I had a big lunch. And that's why I got the guts going.
But I mean, it's like they've already made the announcement. Everyone's going to know that the sister's pregnant anyway. So it's like by the time the wedding happens, the pregnancy's old news if they announce they're pregnant. It's so dumb.
Yeah, the whole thing is stupid.
Yeah, it's all of it's just so dumb.
I don't understand how people lose their minds. You hear, there's Reddit threads just for bridezillas, and there's this television show bridezilla, and it's just you just kind of wonder, man, you seem like such a stereotypical bridezilla. Don't you think that you should stop yourself? Oh my gosh, I'm becoming that person.
Yeah, yeah. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic, you guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
I like this question. Someone said, do you guys ever go on Facebook memories to see the dumb essay you used to write? And if so, do you delete it? LOL.
Yes and yes.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Yes.
Oh, now I'm curious. What was some of the I do enjoy going to my Facebook memories almost every day just to see where my mind was at 12, 13 years ago, because it's always so stupid.
Yeah. Yeah, this. I was a lot angrier 12 or 13 years ago.
No.
That's what I'm noticing.
Really?
Yeah, I know you guys, it's a surprise, but yeah.
Let's see. Yeah. Let's go back to... All right, let's go back to 12 years ago on this date for me.
All right, what you do 12 years ago?
Let me know if I should delete this. It just says, I farted mid-stride on the elliptical machine at the gym. It was humiliating and awesome all at once.
No, you keep that.
Okay,
keep that one.
That stays.
I got four solid likes on this one.
Yeah. You always got to keep the fart posts.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, see that? You know what? You have nothing to be ashamed of. Meanwhile, my entire pretty much Facebook career is to be ashamed of.
8 years ago, we had a Candlebox in studio.
Wow. I don't remember having Candlebox in studio. We had Candlebox in studio?
Yeah, they did Far Behind. Remember they did it? They performed it live?
Yeah. Wow.
We've even talked about that on the air.
Dude,
many times. Yeah.
Remember, because we interviewed Kevin Martin for our 50th anniversary. I hope I didn't say it's good having you on for the first time.
Well, no, I mean, during that interview, I even mentioned the time that they performed in studio with us.
Oh, did you? Well, you know what? I forgot
that,
too.
Thanks for listening, man.
Yeah.
It's available probably online. I could get you a link to the interview if you want.
Yeah, you ought to. Wow.
Yeah, look at that right there.
I really felt like I'd never met Kevin Martin before. Oh, dang.
You even brought up on the air multiple times like how it was like surreal like being like just one person away from him.
I probably did it at the time, but then, then you forget things, obviously.
8 years ago, I am pretty sure I have had hummus every day this week. I don't have an issue with this. Others may, however.
Wow, that's some deep thoughts right there.
It's pretty on brand for me.
10 years ago for me, mission haircut today. It may be intense.
What the hell were we thinking?
Yeah, were you cutting a mullet?
Social media is so stupid.
10 years ago. Ugh, someone save me. I don't want to sleep. And then the Z's for sleeping.
Are you trying to get banged or something?
I don't know.
What does that even mean?
I don't know.
How do you find your memories? I mean, I usually get it notified in my feed, but I don't know how to find it by my own.
Are you on your phone?
Yeah.
Go on the bottom right. There's that little picture of your face.
I see that, yeah.
You click on that, and then like three or four things down, it says memories.
Mm. Oh, wait, little thing in my face on my phone? Yeah. I see the menu. Is that the
yeah,
menu?
Yeah,
oh,
it,
yeah. Okay.
Is your face on there?
No, I got three lines.
Oh.
They don't give me my face
on
my phone.
You don't have your image on there?
No, not in that area that I'm supposed to click.
Oh, boy.
But anyway.
That's a problem.
All right, so now I go to friends, events, groups, notifications. Oh, memories. Here we go. I got three on this day. Don't tell Steve Miggs because he'll try to rock roll me. That's all I got. Oh, it was because we're talking about Melania Trump was doing a Rick roll or somebody Rick rolled her. And I said, don't tell anybody because Steve will then try to rock roll me because you always used to go, it doesn't matter what you think.
It doesn't matter what you think.
Oh, yeah, memories. Happened.
Yeah. So that's what happened 3 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
And then it says here 7 years ago, I just watched the Radio Cowboy episode. Oh, for Mark Maron. Wow. That was when Mark Maron had a TV show.
Oh, that's right. He did have one.
Yeah. And Phil, he had Phil Hendry on. And Phil Hendry played pretty much a down and out radio guy. He didn't play himself. He played a radio guy who had a down and out, not such a great career.
So it sounds like Beta should just keep all of his memories because you forget when we have people in studio. That's a good point.
It's so true, dude. I mean, it is so true. People ask me, who'd you have on? I go, I really need to make a list. I don't know.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, I'm very jealous of myself 6 years ago because on this day, 6 years ago, I was at the Acropolis.
Ooh.
Man, how do you get in that Wayback Machine?
Right? And then it's like, Acropolis was a blast. Now we're doing karaoke. # steak and boobs. # I love these guys.
Yeah, so you got to keep those.
Yeah.
Also, they do a karaoke at the Acropolis?
No, we went to a karaoke bar after the fact.
Ah, there we go. All right.
10 years ago for me, chicken McNugget sushi. What's wrong with that?
Oh, did we go to Trappers or something?
This 10 years ago.
Never mind.
Yeah, because they have like that Thunderbird roll that has a chicken nugget inside of it.
Maybe that's what it was then.
Very prophetic of you. Oh, yeah. You weren't even living here yet.
No. But what's wrong with that?
Wow, we are exciting people on Facebook, aren't we?
Oh, really? I don't feel so bad about farting on the elliptical anymore. I'll tell you that, guys.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. Here's another question from a listener. If I file for bankruptcy, do I have to appear in court? That makes me nervous.
Going to court is never something that's easy to do. However, when you file bankruptcy, you usually only have to attend one hearing at the courthouse. course, I'll be there with you. And when you go to court, it's not before the judge. It's actually with the trustee or the trustee's attorney. One of the things that's critical in a bankruptcy is that you give your attorney in the court all of your information. You list all of your assets and all of your creditors. That's what we're trading for your discharge, is your true and honest disclosure of your assets and liabilities. And so the court hearing is just usually about a five-minute deal where you show up and reaffirm and swear that all the information you've given the court and your attorney is correct.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.